Now there was a man from Ramatai Zolkin, from the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Toru, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man would go up from his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of armies in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord there. When the day came that Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, because he loved Hannah. But the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival, moreover, would provoke her bitterly to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. And it happened year after year, as often as she went up to the house of the Lord, that she would provoke her. So she wept and would not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Then Hannah got up after eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She greatly distressed, prayed to the Lord, and wept bitterly.
And she made a vow and said, Lord of armies, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your bondservant and remember me and not forget your bondservant, but will give your bondservant a son, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. Now it came about, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli was watching her mouth. As for Hannah, she was speaking in her heart, only her lips were quivering, but her voice was not heard. So Eli thought that she was drunk. And Eli said to her, how long will you behave like a drunk? Get rid of your wine. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman, despairing in spirit. I have drunk neither. I have poured out
Let your bond serve and find favor in your sight. So the woman went on her way, and her face was no longer sad. Then they got up early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned again to their house in Rome. After Hannah had conceived, that she gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him of the Lord.
With all his household to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, I will not go until the child is weaned, then I will bring him so that he may appear before the Lord and stay there for life. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seems best to you. Stay until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord confirm his word. So the woman stayed and nursed her son until she took him up with her, with a 3-year-old bull, 1 ephah of flour, and a jug of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. Although the child was young, then they slaughtered the bull and brought the boy to
worship the Lord.